In Iraq, more fighting today between militiamen loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr and U.S. and Iraqi government forces, that despite an announcement yesterday that Sadr was willing to talk peace. In the southern city of Najaf, an insurgent mortar attack against an Iraqi police station killed 7 people and injured more than 20. In Baghdad, an overnight U.S. offensive pushed deep into a formerly militia-held neighborhood. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Hopes for a peace deal faded today when Iraqi government ministers announced a new set of hardline conditions for Muqtada al-Sadr and his Shiite militia. In a provocative statement to reporters, Minister of State Qasem Dawood warned that Sadr had only hours to give up. He insisted that the young cleric go on international television to publicly disband his militia. Later in the day, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi played good cop to his tough-talking cabinet minister. Alawi said he would not negotiate with militias, but he then added the door was still open for Sadr to join the political process in Baghdad.
If he wish to become the leader of this country January next, there will be an election, and he could be a candidate rather than go to arms and to disturbances.
The U.S.-backed prime minister also explained why he still hadn't given the order to storm the Imam Ali shrine, where Sadr and hundreds of his fighters and supporters are holed up.
God forbid, if anything happens, we put the blame fairly and squarely on the militias who are trying to take the holy shrines as hostage, and they have and are using human shields in Najaf. And that's why we are delayed in taking a decisive and final action.
A Sadr deputy says the firebrand cleric responded with one simple message, either victory or martyrdom. So the siege-like conditions in central Najaf continued. American artillery pounded the center of the city, and this afternoon a series of American airstrikes sent huge plumes of black smoke over the Najaf skyline. After nightfall, new explosions were heard. The fighting has also extended to the Shiite slums northeast of Baghdad. This district, known as Sadr City, has been a Sadr militia stronghold, but by this morning it was clear the U.S. military had made an overnight push into what was once militia-held territory. Pairs of American tanks stood in intersections where just 2 weeks ago Sadr's gunmen openly patrolled the streets. This tactical victory for the U.S. military has taken its toll on the civilians here.
American, do, in this road. Do, in that road. 4 people is dying. Three people die in this road, in the car.
Resident Juma Abbas took a visitor on a tour of a street where he says American tanks and helicopters clashed with militia fighters throughout the night. The remains of crude barricades and more than a dozen roadside bombs laid by insurgents still littered the street. Abbas showed the place where he says gunfire from an American tank killed a 17-year-old boy. Among those eager to show last night's battle damage is a barber named Hussein. The 28-year-old says his shop was devastated by a poorly aimed mortar shell that he says was fired by the Sadr militia.
I like Sadr, and I wish to be a member of his group, but I'm tired of all this war. He doesn't have to use the language of guns. That time has ended. We have to work in the future through politics.
Tonight, Sadr's spokesmen say at least 10 civilians were killed in Sadr City. Meanwhile, in the port city of Basra, Sadr's men looted the state oil company's headquarters and set it on fire. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.